You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Max. Oh, my gosh. That was tough.
Here I am on camera for you, Jessica.
I know. It's okay. You look so cute.
So welcome to the show, ladies. Today we have an amazing show. It's a four-part series that we're going to be doing all month on thriving through difficulties. And what does that mean to thrive? Well, there's a difference between thriving and surviving. And when Jessica and I were putting this show together, we were thinking, you know, the word survive is an interesting word because in reality, we never survive life. Not to sound groom or sad or depressed. Death is a part of life. It's a natural stage. So we don't really ever survive life, but we can thrive through it. And Jessica, let's just be real. You've had a really tough weekend.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I know you're going to start crying, and it's okay, because I'm going to start crying too, if you do. But you've been, you know, I have this saying, if you're going through hell, don't stop.
Yeah.
And you're going through hell, Jess. You know, your husband has some medical issues that you're attending to.
Yeah.
You have a lot of stress in the house with all these things that we can't really discuss about. You have a teenage daughter. You have another daughter, a son, a child. You know, I said to you today, you have so many roles. Your mother, wife, friend, housekeeper, you know, cook, chef, driver. Every role that a woman has. And these are all facets that make women polished women. Because you already are polished, ladies.
Yeah.
You know, it's just how bright will you shine in difficult moments? And how much will you thrive in those difficult moments? So, Jess, I know that it doesn't feel like you're thriving. And I know that you feel like you're really going through a hard spot. But you've been through so much. You know, you've been through so much in your life already. And I know that when someone's health is at risk or at jeopardy, it feels like everything needs to stop. And you can't just stop. You have to keep going. And that's when you really, you know, there's this song that Whitney Houston sang that says, I'm not built to break.
Oh.
You know, and you're not built to break.
That's good. Yeah.
But in moments like, you know, that you've had over the weekend, you feel like all you can do is break.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And shatter and fall and shatter to the ground.
And fall. I feel like it's not, you know, it's like never ending.
Mm.
You know, the, you know, whatever is happening. It's like one after, it's like, you know, it's one problem after the other. You know, it's like you just, you're not, you're about to, you know, be finished with one. And then now there's another one.
Just when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, the tunnel is just longer.
Yeah.
Right.
But I know, you know, I know.
But here's the beauty of this. I want you to remember. Yeah. The light at the end of the tunnel is not a train coming. Yeah. The light at the end of the tunnel is really God's loving arms that are going to embrace you when you get through the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you have to look forward to. And, you know, when you say it feels like it's never going to end, how many times, Jess, have you felt like things weren't going to end and they did and then something new came? You know, throughout your whole life, it's been like that.
You know,
you've been thriving. And that's why when we had the conversation about surviving, it's not about surviving. It's about thriving. You have been through it. Yeah. You have been through it. And every time you've been through something, you've picked yourself back up. You've made yourself in this position that you're in to shine and to inspire women. And how can you sit here and teach women how to thrive if you never did it? How can you sit here and tell women, listen, life gets better. Things will happen and you will be fine. How do you tell women you're a polished woman and you're going to shine brightly if you haven't gone through it? So no experience is wasted. And everything you're going through are just stepping stones that God is putting you on to see, Jess, are you committed to helping other women?
Yeah, I am. Even if, you know, I was, even if I wanted to cancel today, postpone it and stuff, but I feel like, you know, no, this is my purpose. This is, you know, when you texted me this morning, are you ready?
Yeah. Well, this morning I texted you. I'll read the text because I felt, you know, you and I have a very interesting connection just to begin with.
Yeah. Anyway. It's so weird that you texted me that this morning.
And this morning I said, good morning, sunshine. Are you ready to do God's work today? Women need you.
Yeah.
Women need you. Well, you have two incredible women on today. One has been here before, Dr. Tanji. There's going to be a lot of tears today, ladies. So, you know, it's not that, you know, Jess is being emotional or that she, you know, it's that time of her month, you know, when a lot of men think, oh, God, women are just crying to have their period. No, this is real. No. You know, men think that. Let's be real. No, you know, real. And I'm gay, so I can talk about it with you because I speak a bit about love. You know, so it's like you're going through this because, you know, it's emotional. You're going through an emotional time and it's okay to cry. And like I told you earlier, Jess, you know, a friend in need is a friend indeed, you know, or a friend indeed, whatever that saying is. So, you know, that 24/7, you've got always a friend in me. And that's what, you know, this show is. This show is a friend to women in need. This show is a testament to, I hear you, I see you, you matter. So Jess, I'm going to go back into, you know, doing what I have to do. But I wanted to have this conversation because it's a hard and difficult conversation. But today's show is going to be about women who thrive, and you're going to, Dr. Tanji's here. So, you know, we're going to have really amazing life class today on the Polish Woman. Jess.
Thank you so much. I guess I had to go through it to be able to help other women and advice, right?
Listen, you're here for a purpose.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. So our quote for today is from Misty Copeland, right? Yeah, right? Ballerina. Be strong. Be fearless. Be beautiful. And believe that anything is possible when you have the right people there to support you. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Sam, LA Talk Radio, and to all our, you know, viewers and listeners and the women, you know, and our, you know, everyone that came to our show. Thank you. And friends and family, of course. So, you know, as of January 2019, 17 out of every 10,000 people in the United States was experiencing homelessness, according to HUD's point in time count. An annual count of people experiencing homelessness who are sheltered in emergency shelter, transitional housing, and safe haven on a single night. Oh my God. This number may seem small, but keep in mind that it doesn't account for the homeless people who are on the streets, sleeping in their cars, or who may, for whatever reason, not be identifiable as being homeless. There's a lot of them out there. When those people are accounted for, the number may in fact be much higher. Today, I invite you to rethink with me what homeless looks like and who impacts and how you can work to help someone who may be struggling right now. So for our first series, right? For our first series for thriving, what is that again? thriving through difficult times. I invited once again, Dr. Tanji Scott and a very, very, you know, close person to me in my heart who we just, you know, saw her on Facebook. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you have to be on the show. Our family went to reach out to her and, you know, we were able to help with whatever, you know, stuff that we can. Davante. Princess Bahadur. But first, let's have Dr. Tanji. Dr. Tanji!
Hi, baby.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm sorry, I'm crying already. I just started my show. That's what Max said. You know, for me to be able to advise today and, you know, inspire, I had to go through it. So, thriving through life's difficult moments. This is what I'm going through right now. And I'm so happy that you're here. And, you know, of course, someone who went through, you know, I want to get a lot of words of wisdom from you. So,
okay.
Dr. Tanji, for those who have missed your last appearance, please tell everyone a little more about what you do. And of course, I want you to tell us, everyone, who you are.
Absolutely, Jessica. Thank you so, so very much. You and Max are my bun. You guys are doing it. You really, really are.
Yeah.
When you asked me to be on the show and to tell just a smidgen about who I am, right?
Yeah.
And what I've had to go through, I liken my experiences to someone who just will not quit. I don't know how. I've taught my children, whatever you do not quit, especially if you've got a relationship with God.
Yes. Yes.
He's not a quitter, and we are not either. I bring you greetings, Jessica, and to the millions of persons that are watching and tuning in around the world. I'm bringing you greetings from St. Lucia. Yeah, I've been here for a month now.
Wow.
What I thought was
what are you doing there?
It's a God assignment, I swear to you. I came over here for my birthday in April, and I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the culture, and I felt a pulling in my spirit, in my soul, to teach and to motivate and to inspire. And if anyone knows about being homeless, I'm your girl. Yeah. I thought I'd never say that in public. Only, you know, for those behind the scenes to know. But what I've realized is everything we go through, Max said it best, it will count for something, especially when we got him as the head, right?
Yes.
I'm a medical doctor by trade, hence the MD, but I do not practice medicine now. I practice life. I really do.
Wow, and I like that.
I'm using all of my experiences to tell if just one person, no matter what you go through, you're not by yourself. You're not. There's a promise. I read a book, right? Here's my book that I read every day.
Yes. Me too.
I know you do. It's packed full of promises. And one of the promises that I stand on every single day and will be standing on for the rest of my life is,
yes,
he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me.
Yes.
Now.
Amen.
So you ask, who am I? I'm first a son of God, because if you are led of the Holy Spirit, you're now a son.
Yes.
And in the kingdom of God, there is no male or female. We're spirits. So every day I try to live by the Spirit. There are times when my soulless man and this flesh won't line up with Spirit. And then I'm thinking, you know what? It's time for a fast. So I'm excited, Jessica. I'm excited because if you look back, and I don't want to give away too much, I want you to ask these questions, if you look back over my life 2 years ago, I never would have thought my homeless moment in 2019, and every Wednesday I had to show up to that station. Every Wednesday I had to smile, and it wasn't a fake it till you make it. It was, if you are who you say that you are, then I know you got me. So when I heard you say something about your husband, and your husband will definitely be in my prayers and in my thoughts.
Thank you.
I've gone through that with a sick husband. I've gone through that with having to be the breadwinner. I've gone through it, and I'm here to tell you that you're going to be just fine. You are. As a matter of fact, you already are. So that didn't take God by surprise where you are, baby. It didn't take him by surprise. So tie a knot in your faith. And if you need to scream, if you need to shout, if you need to run, whatever you do, you hold on to your faith, because that's our currency down here. We live and we operate by faith. And I swear to you, and I don't make swears and I don't make promises, I can guarantee you this, the great work that he began in you, he's already doing it. So cry if you must, but you hold on to your faith.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be crying from the beginning to the end.
That's all right. No
worries. Thank you so much, Dr. Taji. Okay, yes, can we call Devante? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Devante!
Hi.
Hi.
That was, that was emotional for me too. That was good, Dr. Tanji. That was very inspiring. Yes.
Thank you, baby.
I know. I'm sorry if I started this with a cry.
You're okay.
Devante, thank you so much. I know this was a little bit hard for you, but you know, you're coming out here to inspire a lot of women as well. Thank you so much. And you know, when I invited her, Dr. Tanji, and you know, like how I asked for I asked for, you know, Ayo and share this, Devante. She said,
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, but she said she's 35 years old, mom of 4 girls and 1 boy. She has a special education, a college graduate. My bio is still in a working process. I'm still striving to learn and grow every day. Wow. Isn't this amazing? Wow. I mean, absolutely. Wow, Devante. When you wrote me that, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, that's so true. And every day we learn about ourselves, right? And we go through these hardships, but you know what? We're here to fight. And as you know, like what Dr. Tanji said, we already have it. And we just, you know, work hard for it and wait until God gives it. Devante, you have, you know, you've experienced homelessness with your family. Can you please tell us what, you know, what led you to becoming, you know, in that situation, being you a college graduate and so as your husband, right?
Yeah, both of us. Yeah. So, you know, homelessness is not something that you find, you know, we both went to college. We both went to school. We both came up in church, evangelistic church of God in Christ, a very strong foundation. And just honestly, after I went to college and paid all of my loans, gathered accumulated loans, tried to go out in the real world and have real rent, that's where it just went wrong for me. So all of my loans really that I'm paying back and not having a strong foundation, honestly, at home, like I was raised by a single parent. My mom and dad divorced when I was like 10. So it went from having two people to not having anyone, honestly.
Yeah.
My mom remarried and I went through quite a lot. I went through abuse, neglect, molestation. So not even being able to go to my mother in itself was a problem for me. So now I'm 35. I have my own family. I'm really just learning every day and growing. Like I had a really hard time giving you a bio because I really couldn't tell you much about me without giving you my problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I know that God is on my side because we're still alive. We recently moved into a place and it was on national news. You know, the LAPD confiscated some fireworks. They detonated it on our street and my house is no longer livable. So just like that, on May 1st, on my birthday, we moved into a place. We signed a lease. It was amazing. I felt great.
Uh-huh.
And then it happened. We had to move out. No one was hurt. And I still was, I'm not mad about it, but I'm happy because I know that we shouldn't have been there in the first place. God has something bigger and greater for us. We keep going through things that are just like unbelievable. I mean, I could rock your whole station out with what I've really gone through, but my family and my friends are like, are you sure you want to really get it real and raw like that? Because it's real, it's raw, it's a lot. I'm not the only one going through. I know that I'm not. The Me Too movement moved me because I did have my first daughter through rape. So I did have her. And in my head, I was so adamant about not being homeless and being a college graduate. I went to school having her in my belly. I worked with her. I just tried and tried, thrived, and kept going. And I'm still here.
Yeah.
My mental health is just, it's everywhere right now. So, I mean, I'm supposed to be encouraging, but I'm just telling you, because you, when you look at me, you know, when I see someone on the street, they're like, oh, you're so pretty. You just, you look like
she is.
You're
just,
I have the most, I mean, my problem is I think I used my pretty. I tried to use my pretty, you know, but it didn't work for me. Like, I'm very studious. I'm not an idiot. You know, I love learning. I love reading. It just, there's something in us that God is elevating us to that we just are, he's preparing us for it. So, you know, I went to church yesterday. My pastor told me, you know, you need to start loving yourself. You need to take care of that man that you're with because he stepped by my side. He didn't know anything about me. He takes care of the kid, you know, and I, you know, I'm glad to hear that you're going through with your husband too, but you know, just the fact that you're there with him, he appreciates and loves you. Mm-hmm. And I met both of you and you guys are amazing people. The fact that you're giving me this opportunity, you know I'm rambling, but mm-hmm. I know that someone is on my lane and they can see, you know, it's okay, you can make it. I had an amazing job. You know, I got a job as a nursing assistant. I was doing really good. I couldn't go anymore, you know? So that mm-hmm. was just like, you feel like you can't, you feel like you cannot, but all you have to do is pray, really.
Yeah.
My downfall is not opening up my Bible and really looking at those words yeah. and those promises that yeah. are made to not just me, but to everyone. And I feel like as soon as I do crack open that Bible, it's going to yeah. be an explosion that yeah. is just not. So I know yeah. it's coming.
It's coming, right?
You because I don't know what's yeah. next.
There's going
to
be.
I have to look for a lawyer now because I need to find a new place to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, you're amazing, Jess. I didn't want to. I was nervous to do this show, but I'm so grateful yeah. for you. I'm yeah. so grateful for you.
Thank you so much, Devante. Dr. Yeah. Taji, hearing her story, mm-hmm. you know, what did it remind you of? Did you hear any of your story?
Oh, come you, on. Are yeah. you serious? Of course I heard my story. I heard the fact that you're beautiful. You are. You're absolutely gorgeous. Please know that.
Okay? Yeah.
I heard that your relationship with God is there. I've heard that you wanted to persevere even with baby in your stomach. You know, I heard all of that. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. Wow. Okay. Okay, Daddy. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You, my friend, are in a precarious situation mm-hmm. to allow God to show you off. I had to
yes.
think like yes. that when I was walking in your shoes because, baby, mm-hmm. I've been there. I have. I went broke 6 times. Yep, 6.
Yes.
Homelessness, I've experienced it twice, even with a medical degree. You're thinking, but you got a degree. What are you talking about? Homelessness. For me, is it Devante? For me, it was a matter of I can trace back every step. Okay. I've always wanted to be the one, me, not you, me. I always wanted to be the one in control. I grew up yeah. like that. So I'm gonna blame that on my upbringing. And yeah. it wasn't mm-hmm. until I decided, seriously, I gotta covering, mm-hmm. and that's my husband. Mm-hmm. I gotta let him be the man.
Yeah.
I do. For me, yeah. it was so hard to submit because, uh-huh. again, I'm a Bible mm-hmm. scholar, right? And I should have known better, yeah. but I didn't. He would say, honey, we might need to tighten up our purse strings and not give on this one and give to that person. And I yeah. do it anyway, thinking that it was the Christian thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not being a good Christian if I'm not giving, or I'm not being a good Christian if I'm not struggling. So I had to have a mindset reset.
Yeah. How do we do that? How can we reset the mind? Devante also, I mean, did this happen to you as well? I mean, Dr. Taji, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Jessica and Devante. It wasn't until my third time that I fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was on the 17th day of my fasting and I'm going in, man. I'm reading and I'm studying. I'm getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm seeking his face and not his hands. Mm-hmm. And I remember mm-hmm. so plainly we were living in Sherman Oaks, California. And I closed my Bible with anger. And I said to my husband, I am not going to read that Bible anymore. I'm not going to another building anymore. I'm done. And of course, my husband's looking at me like, oh my God, my baby has lost her mind. I said, yes, you're right. I have lost my mind. Because every word in that book means something, whether it's Old Testament, whether it's New Testament. Yeah. I gotta see it work in my life. And it was then that I said, I'm done with religion. I'm finished. If I've got to be religious one more time, I quit. I'm done. And then I started thinking, in 2009, I was introduced to the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that the kingdom of God was what he came back, Jesus, came back to give to us. The kingdom of God gives me control over my circumstances. And it's more than just me speaking in tongues. It's more than just me running around the church. It's more than just me saying or even praying. Here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There are a set of principles that when I did away, honestly, when I did away with methodical thinking, and this took a long time, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this? What do you mean? Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything I was worried about will be added to me? Mm-hmm. What? It was not then that when I started living like that, I have not looked back. I kid you not. I went from, and this is not boasting or bragging in anything that I can do because I'm not that smart. This is boasting and bragging in relationship with my daddy. I went from staying in a hotel, okay? This place that we're in now, can I let you in on a little secret?
What?
We're going to the bank tomorrow. This is ours, but it's through him.
What?
It's through him.
Wow.
So he took me, you mean to tell me the same God that was in California when I was experiencing a mind shift, the same God will take you from being in a hotel to giving you a mansion for real? But it's not anything that I can do on my own. Please let me tell you that.
Yeah.
And then the second thing you asked me, the second thing was I literally said to him, what do you want me to do? Because whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And he knew it. Mm-hmm. So when he said 4,000 miles away, I'd come up here and inspire people to live a life.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, daddy.
Yeah. So, wait. Wait, Dr. Tanji, we have a Twitter question. Go ahead, Max. We have a
Tanji, we have a great question for you. So you were talking about control, and the Twitter question is, how did you break out of control?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that.
I did it. Great Twitter question.
Thank you. Thank you, great Twitter person. Thank you so very much, seriously, for tuning in to this show, because this woman does inspire and motivate. Yeah. She lives by example. How did I break that monotony of religion? I closed up my Bible, seriously, and I said, you don't have to show me a sign, a wonder, or a miracle, because I am a sign, I am a wonder, and my children are miracles. But because I know you to be the great I am, would you teach me relationship with you? And then I started reading everything that I could read. And the book that I have been with, not only are my scriptures, but the teachings of Dr. Miles Monroe. He teaches about the kingdom, and he makes it so plain. He's going on now. His assignment is over. He got a life promotion. But I read and I studied that book. I studied. So I started. I bought every last one of his books.
Oh.
And I began to throw away the ideology of I'll just wait to die to go to heaven. That's not written. I'm sorry.
No,
it's not written. We literally can have heaven on earth. But it's the kingdom of heaven that we get to operate in here on earth.
Yeah.
And it works. It really does.
It really does work. Yeah. Devante, so we have a Twitter question for you, Devante. Go ahead, Max.
Hi, Devante. So the question is, what does homelessness mean to you, and how did it happen to you?
So homelessness is literally just having a home. It doesn't mean that I'm dirty. Isn't that stink or I look like, you know, a homeless person? Homeless is homeless. It's just without home. What do we have? Knott's Berry Farm season passes, but I'm homeless.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
How did it happen? I mean, let's see, I was staying at CSUN. I was going to school at CSUN, and I was staying in their family housing, and I tried to transition from being in family housing to just getting a regular apartment. But since I have no rental history, I have no credit history, I don't have anything to my name, you know what I mean? They didn't rent to me. So I kept trying and trying, and I couldn't. So I ended up moving with family, couch surfing. I was told by family members, you should go to the DPSS and get on welfare. So I got food stamps. I got my little cash aid and went through that. They helped me go through school. Mm-hmm. I had some domestic violence problems with the previous relationship. So I was in one of the shelters called, it's called the Genesee Center. Mm-hmm. I went through that. That's Octavia Spencer and Halle Berry funded. Amazing program I think it could have been, but the people running it did not help. So from there, I tried to look out at resources. What is it they have now? At the county office, I guess you can apply for homeless assistance. They tell you to go out and find an apartment. Mm-hmm. Find an apartment, you have to get a job because you have to pay for it, right? But then you can't make too much money. You can't make a certain amount because you overqualified. So I have 5 kids. I'm not allowed to make more than like $1,300. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how do you expect me to survive off of that? It's so discouraging, depressing even. And this is my first time using the word depressing because I am in denial of it. But when I wake up and I can't wash my hair and I'm having a hard time getting dressed, it's some type of downer going on, you know, mentally. For me right now, the state that I'm in, I am seeking mental health. So I do have a therapist, and I've been talking to her about all the trauma mm-hmm. I've been through as a child, because all of that, little did I know, it seeped over into everything that I, my kids, my man, like,
yes,
I didn't know that it was like that. And I'm just like this child within me that's trying to like figure everything out and then also be this adult. And that might sound crazy, but if you don't think things that were a hindrance to you when you were younger, or if something has happened to you and you don't mm-hmm. seek out that help, you don't know who to ask, you will die inside. Because I feel so, like, I know it's only by the grace of God that I get up every day and that I move forward for my kids and for everything, because honestly, I feel so dead. I feel so like, mm-hmm. it's hard that you go through these things and your mental tells you like, girl, you're not going to ever, but my tears are honestly tears of joy as I'm sitting in this motel here. Mm-hmm. We're almost going to get there again. I know that everything happens for a reason. That's the only reason why I haven't went insane. I can see it. I can see it so vividly that these things happening to me are not the devil. It's not something that's against me. It's something that's going to grow me.
Yeah.
And I think like had Max had said, they are stepping stones that can only make me better for what's to come.
Yes.
How can I even be a good warrior if I've never been through anything? I am not able to fight through that battle. So mm-hmm. I totally understand what I've gone through and my part in it, the resources that can help, but really I just feel like it's just me against me. It's me against me.
Yeah.
It's, but I know that there's a better. I know there's a better people.
There is, Devante. I've been through that whole darkness as well. You know, I was, you know, Dr. Tanji, you know my story as well. You know, I was, for those who don't, who just tuned in, I was also molested, you know, when I was very young, actually two men. So it was, you know, and I just like you, you know, I'm so glad that you're doing this right now. I'm so glad you're seeking help, because with my experience, I did not seek help. I blocked it off. I worked and worked. You know, I was a single mom, with two kids. Yeah. And I thought, and I would go from one man to the other. That's why, you know, oh my gosh, what really happened? I thought men, I was a manizer. I thought, you know, men would, you know, cure me, make me happy, or money will make me happy. But it didn't. You know, it's not that. You really have to go. Somehow, Devante, you have to go through hell, through darkness. I mean, it was really dark. I was having anxiety. Yeah. You know, I was so depressed. And, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, am I going to give up? You know what? I started this show
I was locking myself in the closet. I remember, I think, because I didn't want to hurt myself. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this happening? And I was doing a show one time. It was all darkness. I wasn't, you know, paying attention to what the guest was saying. But, you know, it's good that you're seeking help for everyone, for the listeners or viewers out there. If you're going through what Devante or Dr. Tanji had, you know, had been, and more me, seek help. And really, yeah, don't stop. Get out there. Talk about it. Don't be even ashamed, right? I mean, whatever you're going through, I mean, talk about it. You know, we're having, it's just, you know, talk about it and then pray. Really pray. Yeah. I mean, Devante, I did everything I did. Even, you know, when I was not really close to God, I even did Reiki. You know, went to all this, whatever. Oh my gosh, crystal, whatever. I was wrong. I took it all out. I did oxygen, whatever. It didn't help me. It was like a very quick, you know, fix, and then nothing happened. But when you really devote your time to God, you will see it. You will, you know, He will show it to you. Yes. There's another question.
Max. No, hi, it's Max. I'm executive producer. I have a quick announcement to make that if you're seeking for help, there's an app called BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, and they will work with you if your finances aren't in order. Mm-hmm. And so if you're seeking help and you need help or you need someone just to talk to, try BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. It's an app right now. And if you don't have a phone, we're going to get a number for you in a minute for a hotline you can call to seek help if you're going through something where you feel suicidal, helpless, hopeless. But that's what the show's about. Yeah.
Max, remember when I was going through this darkness, there was this number that we called and they just prayed for us. What is that
number? I have that number. So I will get that number right now. So the number that we have, if you're looking for someone to talk to for prayer or counseling, call Prayer Unity at 816-969-2000. That's 816-969-2000. And then the number for the suicide hotline or for counseling is, I will get that in just one moment. So Jess, carry on.
Yeah, but you can also call me, the Paula Schumann, and Dr. Tanji.
Absolutely.
We're available anytime at Dr. Tanji Show and the Paula Schumann. You can reach out to us, you know, anytime. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Tanji, I know you've faced a lot of similar factors, you know, going through this hell. I mean, how did you go into having a show now, like, and reaching out to all these women? What made you think that, you know what, I went through this, now it's, I think I have a purpose, you know, I want to get out there and reach out to all these women and inspire them?
Absolutely.
What made you do this? Yeah.
Really good question, Jessica.
Yeah.
I've been doing it all of my life. When I look back over my life, even growing up in the projects in Mississippi, I would give advice to my mother's friends. She would be thinking they were coming over to see her when actually they were coming over to see a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old child.
No.
Right? So all of my life, I have been going through this. And every time God would bring me through something, I would always say, I'm going to tell someone about this. I'm going to be there for anyone that needs assistance, right?
Yeah.
So it had been going on for so long, Jessica, that I'd gone into a studio over in Hollywood, and I used to record 30 minutes at a time, segments of nothing but inspiration. And then I'd shoot it out to radio stations, to terrestrial radio stations. And then one day, the gentleman that was allowing me to record in his studio said, Dr. Tanji, you know, it might be time for you to grow into a show now. So I go to God and I say, well, Daddy, what do you think? Is it time for me to get a show? And how does that work? The thing that I didn't want to happen was I didn't want anything that I did for show. I didn't want anyone to say, oh my God, you're so strong, or oh my God, look at you. I always wanted them to look past what they saw and to see him in me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So that's what the show is about. It is about teaching people that'll have an ear to hear and will do the work, because you have to do the work,
yeah,
to teach them. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter where you are. What matters is, what does he say about you? And if what he is saying about you doesn't match where you are,
yeah,
then it's a lie. So it's not the truth.
So you think, so you agree, Dr. Tanji, that sometimes God gives us, you know, trials and tribulations for us to share this to other people, to make our testimony?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's so much of him giving them. I think he allows it.
He allows it.
Because we're free moral agents, and we really can change, you know, do whatever we want to do. Yeah. But when you're holding and you're standing on what you believe and what you know to be true, then yes, I believe that he allows those things not to hurt you, but to try. See, whenever you go to this, whenever you put this in your heart, it has to be tried. It has to be tested for authenticity. Anything you do in life for him is got to be tested. I'm so sorry. If you don't want that test in your life, you might want to get off the glory. You have to.
Yeah. But we have. Yeah.
Here's what I want Devontae to say, to remember, okay? I want you, as beautiful
and women
as
watching
you
out
are,
there, yes.
Yes, and others that are listening and watching, I want you to start with the end in mind. I want you to be careful what you say out of your mouth. Because as believers, anything you speak, it'll have to happen. I'm sorry, it does. So if you don't want to see it happen in your life, don't speak it. And then I want you to think on things that are good. I want you to think on things that are true. I want you to think on things that are perfect. And that perfection is maturity. It doesn't mean without flaw. It means you're mature now. So you're not homeless. You're houseless. You're not homeless.
Because we have a home. I love
he
that.
He always provides for us. We're his. We're his, babe.
I love that. I love that. We have another Twitter question.
Go ahead, Max.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. Two Twitter questions for you. The first one is, I don't believe in God, so who's supposed to help me?
I'm really glad you said that. Because for a moment in my, I call it hiccups, I didn't believe either. Ooh, you said that, Dr. Tanji? Yes, I did. Because my faith was tested so that I kept thinking, if you are who you really say you are, then how could you allow this? But then I remembered, and here's what I had to remember. Whether I believe in you or not, you still exist. And I'm going to take my chances, okay? And that chance, of course, turned into a love affair that I can't even describe. But I pray, I honestly pray that you would have an experience with whomever you believe in, preferably it's with the Creator, that will change your mind. I'm not against you not believing, but believe in something. Even if you got to fight to believe in yourself.
Hey, great. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Tanji. You know, we have just 5 more minutes left. The illusion of time is upon us, so Jess has to wrap the show. But we have one question. Someone says, when you said to think good, how can I think of good when bad things are happening?
Okay, let me say this then. I only repeated what I read. I want you to think of right. See, there's a difference between right and good, okay? Your life is right. What you do with it, okay, that's your choice, but when bad things were happening to me, and baby, with from the rape to the molestation to the losing everything 6 times, I know how to think wrong, or I know how to think good, but mine was to him, so be it. But at the end of it, when people look over my life and say, she said he was with her, how can he be with her and she's going through all of that? I took the focus off of me
placed
it on him.
Place it on him. Yeah. Devante, how what did you learn from your life? You know, how are you going to, you know, so far, how are you going to move on from this one?
So far, I'm learning from the different people that I meet. You know, I've had the misfortune of meeting people and allowing my, just being nice and not being able to say no, you know, to take advantage of, you know, and that's easy to do. People take advantage of you, you know? So just from just meeting people, I've learned what to do, what to say, you know, certain situations, things may happen. I did want to say though, you know, the person that said, you know, how can I go on with lots of bad things happening? You know, if you think and read history, there's always something that's happening. So you have to decide what is good and what is bad to you. The percentage on it, you know, this, you know, my I can't live in my house anymore, but it didn't blow up, you know, so that was bad, but it was that bad.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just honestly just I'm taking it one day at a time. I feel like I can do.
Yeah.
Today was a great day. I got to talk to you guys. I got encouraged by Dr. Tanji. You're amazing. You're amazing. I can feel God off you. I can just start like, you know, you can tell. I can feel that off of you. And that's amazing that you found God like that, because, you know, everyone doesn't get that beautiful relationship, because you can feel it. You know that God, and you feel him, you know?
Amen.
And I mean, people that don't, you know, believe anything, believe in yourself. Start with yourself first.
If you feel like,
you know, wherever you were created from, don't let yourself down. How about you believe in you? If you want, you know, you believe in you. You have to go somewhere. Everyone must die, right? So make your life the best that you can with the circumstances that it is. You know, I'm not going to be in this situation for very long. Mm-hmm. I know things are going to come up for us very shortly.
Absolutely.
The next time I talk to you, Jess, I'm just saying this over my own life. I'm going to be a very different place. A very different place.
Yes, I can live for that.
I'm gonna have is choosing what color car I want. You take the blue car, I'm gonna take the white car. Those are really not honestly. I have to talk to myself
I love
like that. And I tell other people to talk to themselves like that, because if you don't encourage you, nobody will. Nobody can take care of us better than we can. No one knows the things that I love more than me. I had to learn that though. I did not grow up knowing that. I had to sit and tell my, you are amazing. Like everyone, if you're going through something, you got to tell yourself that you're beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I didn't take my pretty, like, to another, like, being a mean person. Because, you know, some people that are really good looking, they could be like, stuck up or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That's never been me. I've
you
always
are
been such a nice person to everybody.
Yeah, you are precious, Devante.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Okay, so Matt, we have 2 minutes.
Thank you so much.
1 minute.
Okay.
I just want a message to let you all know, ladies who are listening today, I feel in spirit to say that man's rejection is God's protection.
Come on.
Yes.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes.
On behalf of the Dr. Tanji Show, Devante, we've got $250 for you. Just as a token to let you know that we love you so much. So after the show, I'll get with Jessica.
Sweet.
I'll get those funds over to you.
Yay! Thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Tanji. And in behalf of Polish Woman, we are giving you also $250.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Tanji. I'm going to get all the information from you, Devante. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I hope this will help.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but what do you want? Okay, just one time, one more time. What do you want our viewers and listeners to take home from just 5 seconds? Dr. Tanji, let's start.
You are loved. I love you so very much. You've got a purpose, honey. I'll help you get in it. Jessica will help you get in it. Let's get busy.
Yes. Devante, quick.
Thank you. Oh, love yourself. You have a greater purpose than you even know. Tap into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you're truly
okay.
loved.
Yay. Yes. Ladies, if you want to give love, please, let's give love to the next person that you see and you know, after watching and listening to our show. And you know what? Devante needs help. Let's help her and her children, her family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you, Max.
Happy
Monday.
Great show. Great show. Bye. Doing God's work, ladies. Doing God's work.
I hope everyone was inspired today. Thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Buinovich, only on LA Talk Radio.